Welcome. This is week 11 of Working with the Law with transformational life coach, Christy Corradi.
Hello and welcome. Today we are exploring the law of obedience. And in our obedient way, let's move into our gratitude and our proud of and really set the tone that no matter what goes on around us, this is condition, this situation, this is the factual world, and that we move right now to a place of a higher vibration by setting the tone with our gratitude. So I'm grateful that Jimmy and I have been getting up and taking walks before he goes to work. With summertime and not having to get Aaron up and everything, we kind of have time to ourselves in the morning, and we have put that to good use. And so I'm very grateful for that. And I'm proud of really doing this work, really being able to take what I'm learning and move to a deeper level with this work. So I'm going to take a moment right now and let you write down or think of your gratitudes and proud of. What are you grateful for and what are you proud of? So as always happens, I get the great opportunity to allow these principles to take me into a deeper dive so that I can take a deeper dive into this work. So this is the way that I look at my life, okay? So if I compare my life to a year ago, I was totally at the effect of and tripping up on conditions. And yes, I was able to notice them and see them, but not always able to respond to them or, like I say, shake my finger at them as they're coming down the road and say, you're not coming to me. And this year has been so amazing, especially the last 2 months, of really being able to see how conditions affect me, but more so really to see how my thought creates my experience. Last week, there was a sentence that really struck home with me that our experience is directly in harmony with our thinking. And that means all of our thinking. And I could see that so clearly. So I'm going to jump into some of the content of the law of obedience. And then I'm going to come back to sharing some of my personal experiences as a teaching point. When we think of obedience, there are lots of things that we want to be obedient of. I thought, wow, what if somebody just decided for their own reason and power and control over the system, they wanted to drive down the opposite side of the road? You know, and a lot of people would be able to get out of their way, but eventually that's going to cause an accident because that person is totally going against being obedient to the law. So it's really easy to see. And I use that example because it's more of a common thinking than, oh yes, a robber robs the bank and that's the consequence of their actions and things like that. But just to like make a decision, I'm not going to stop at any stop signs. You know, I'm not going to follow those laws. They don't affect me, and I'm outside of and beyond them. And this is what the law of obedience is about. So there's a couple of things that happen with the law of obedience. Number one, that there are laws in place, just like when the farmer goes to plant the seed, they can't. This is maybe what we're seeing with genetic food engineering. That's not an area of my expertise, so I'm not really going to go into that. But it's like, when do we work within the law, and when do we try to have power over the law? When really what we want to do is have power with the law. And this is where we get our greatest power and experience. Just like, okay, if you want to get to the grocery store, then you obey the traffic signs. You may say, well, that slows me down, but think of what how it would slow you down if you didn't use the stop signs. And you may say, but I want to go around these cars and drive in the other side of the lane. Think of how that doesn't really serve you in getting to the grocery store in a timely and safe manner. So we really want to look at, and we can look to our lives. I am so clear right now in looking to my life and seeing where my thinking is affecting my experience. I mean, first of all, you know, we've talked about the idea that there are just circumstances out there in the world. That's the first step. But when we really get in tune with the idea that we can, through our thinking, create the life and experience that we want to create, yes, the first step is saying, well, I can choose to think differently about that experience that I just had. Okay, so it'd be just like running the stop signs. You know, we can say, well, I observed it saved me by having an accident. It saved me from some greater accident. You know, we can look at circumstances that way and see that we can just change our thinking about the given circumstance or situation. That is the first step. But when we take this really deeper dive into this working with the law and now coming to the law of obedience, I mean, we have been learning about all the different laws, and we could go back through these different principles or laws, and we could see which ones of them we're out of harmony with. And we can see that somehow there is an effect of that in our lives. So we can all agree that it's really important to be obedient with the law, the principles. Okay. So the next thing I'd like to share with you that is talked about in this work is that things are normal to us because they are programmed in us. Okay, so it's the idea of normal versus natural. Now, this is really interesting. Okay, we have learned that it's normal. I had an experience of this the other day. It's normal last week sitting at the table with my business partner over at Full Circle Studio. And she's a therapist and she sees lots of clients. She says, oh, yes, it's so expensive and so difficult to live here in Sonoma County or in Santa Rosa. And I'm sitting there watching, wow, we have found that to be normal in Sonoma County. And yet, if we look at how many people live comfortably and easily here, and if we focused on that, Mary talks about Michael Beckwith's saying of quit focusing on our big problem, quit telling God about our big problem and focus on our big God. And that's so powerful. It's like instead of sitting around the table, and my practice was there was no way telling her that this was not true because she was fully convinced. This is her normal. So I'm sitting at the table. She's talking about this. This is her normal. I have to live with this and experience this. But I sat there and went, but what I know is that I live here abundantly. I know other people live in this county abundantly. I know that the greater truth is that everything is all abundant. So we breathe in these moments of the reflective world. I mean, I can just sit here in this moment right now and know that somehow this is, and it is, because I have been in a little bit of angst and resentment around all of the time and energy it's taking to take care of my father. And so what happens is this is produced in the world. Does it affect him? It does, but what affects him will also be part of his consciousness. I don't have control or say over that. If his consciousness was strong enough to be centered enough in his own being, then my outpicturing of this would be somewhere else where there is a weakness. So the way that this works is that when we have faulty thinking, limited thinking, there's a weakness, right? And just like when you have water on the table and you spill water on the table, it goes to the lowest point to drip off of the table, right? And the collection of the water, the collection of the thoughts in that direction. So natural versus normal. So I'm sitting here saying, this is the normal in this county for people to think that way, but it is not the natural the natural is that we live in an abundant universe no matter where we live. That, you know, it's not going to be any different here in Sonoma County than it is going to be in Santa Margherita, Italy, you know, where people live in the yachts and the boats and things like that. The law is not different there than it is here. And so it must be present here. Hopefully you got a chance to listen to the recordings from last week. And one of the things that I talked a lot about was to live from the inside out. And what that is just exactly what that saying by Michael Beckwith was to not live from the circumstances around us. Yes, to deal with them and to live with them, respond to them, but respond to them from an inside place, from that vibration of harmony. And, you know, that is the replacement word for obedience, is harmony. You know, we want to live in harmony with the traffic laws. We want to stop at the stop signs. We want to drive on the correct side of the road. And we want to be in harmony with that for our greater good. So in living from the inside out, this is what our pause button is for, and really coming back to that place of hitting the pause button and really stopping our thinking and moving to the truth. So this is the same thing we've been talking about through all of these courses. This is one of the most important tools of this work, and to really get it down. Notice what you're noticing and hit the pause button when you need to. Okay, so I'm going to share my personal experience, really powerful, powerful experience. It was getting up to the end of June. I'm leaving to go with Aaron down to the showcase in Los Angeles. And in order to go to the Alpha Omega retreat, which is with Mary and other people, it's where a real eye is going to get put on to my business from both spiritual principle and business people that are in this arena. And this is what I want to do. This is my heart's desire for the next step in my becoming as a life coach, as a person in the world, as somebody who serves and gives. And I was like, how can I do this? And this comes back around to I basically have experienced that I have spent so much time getting my father settled, taking care of his needs, a little bit of my mom, but mostly my father right now. He had broken his hip back in May. Now he's at home, and we're trying to make it as safe and as possible for him to live at home. And it's taking a ton of my time and energy. And I just looked at and I said, I so see myself at this retreat in August, but I have to pay for this by the end of June. And I just continued to move to, this is my greatest desire. This is my greatest desire. And I was talking to my sister, and she says, you know, I have this small account I put aside, but it's enough to pay for your retreat and more. And she knew that I'd been putting a lot of my time and energy into Dad and not able to work on generating new clients and finding new ways to serve people through my work, et cetera, et cetera. So she said, I want to do this for you. So I just went, wow. I watched how that was proportional to my noticing what I was noticing, stopping my limited thinking, hitting the pause button, envisioning myself at the Alpha Omega. And then when she said that she was going to do that and we hung up the phone, terror set in. Oh, my gosh, she's investing in me to that degree. I better do something with this. I better step up my game. I better succeed. And, oh, but who am I to do that? Oh, my gosh, did the boogeyman run in? And who am I to do that? And I've never been successful before. And da-da-da-da, which isn't true. But these are all the rattles, right? And then, oh my gosh, think of what that's going to do to my time. I'm not going to have time to do da 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 da. Rattle, 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 rattle. And I had my phone off for a couple hours for something, and I turned my phone back on, and there was a text on there. It said, gosh, I'm really sorry, but for an unusual reason, the money was gone, but she didn't know it. Somebody else had access to her account that was supposed to have access to her account, but she didn't know they had used the money. All but $1,000 of it. So she says, that's not much good for you. And I just went, oh my gosh, this was such a great experience, because I went, look at my thinking. As soon as I hit that limited thinking, I had the direct result of that. And I just went, you know what? My sister is not my source. My source is the divine presence through me. My source is connecting with my desire, knowing this is my greater desire to serve and empower people. And my sister called me back and she said, you know what? I'm going to do this from this other source that I have. I want you to have that $1,000 to do the travel and everything. And I'm going to take care of the amount you owe on this retreat. And it all, by the end of that day, it was all done. And I could so see that was directly proportional to me being obedient or in harmony with and beyond the normal and move into the natural experience of me being one with my thinking. And the more we get into this work, the more we understand this, the quicker it will take place. And in fact, I had that experience with a discovery session I had yesterday. And I was in another experience of, you know, really spending the day hitting the pause button, because I'd spent all morning working on getting things together for my dad. No time to put in, you know, my sad story. No time to put in. And I had a discovery session coming up, a follow-up. And I did my best. I put on Firma Jams. I put the music on. I listened to some other music. I worked on breathing. I worked on moving, getting myself to that. But there was still a rattle going on. And it was really interesting, because when I got on the call last night, this person said, you know, I can't do this right now. It's way more than I could financially do at this moment. And then it turns out, as we talked a little bit, that she thought that the entire 6 months was for 1 month of the class. And she was really thinking of doing that in August, but she couldn't do it in July. And so it was really interesting to see that I had put through my feelings and experiences, but I had aligned myself enough for her to say, oh, wait, let me look at this in a different way now. And I know that I want to jump into this work with you. It's just a matter of when. And that was so proportional to my thinking. So it's very important to think what your thoughts are. And like I said, the more you understand this work, the quicker it responds to you. You know, we say that it takes 90 days to change a habit. Well, what you'll find the deeper you get into this work is it goes much quicker. The first way that you are obedient is to first understand it. And see, this is why we're doing this work, and that only 3% of the people in the world are doing this work, is we just respond. And some people get it, like actually this person that I did the discovery session, she actually took action right after our first call, and she, you know, things happened. So, yes, the law responded to her. You know, it said yes, it moved forward. But what we want to do is not just try it out. We want to understand it. This is where Bob Proctor says the law of obedience, we need to study. We need to get rid of ignorance. You know, people have the law respond to them when they say, my heart's desire is this, and they really have the heart's desire. It will create and produce that. And the only thing that will be in the way is their limited beliefs and their thoughts in regard to that. And when they step outside of being obedient to the law, when they let the doubt in, when they let the limitation in, when they believe in the condition more than they believe in the truth. So the way that we are obedient is first to understand the law. And that's why we've been taking a deep dive into all of the principles. Now, they all come down to one truth principle. And this is just like taking different elements. Like you're one person, and this is like taking the arm of you and explaining, well, arms and hands do this, you know, and feet do this. and mouths do this and digestive systems do this, but we are whole as a person. And that's what we've been doing with working with the law, is taking apart how each of those different elements work, but bringing them into the whole. And the law of obedience is really more of a holistic look at all of the laws. Okay, so we know the law of thinking, right? Our thought produces our experience. There's no way around that. And people think there is, but that's because they've bought into the normal rather than the natural. They've bought into their history being dictating their present. All of these things, these ideas that we've learned. The law of obedience is simply the story that Mary tells about putting your name on the check. I didn't understand that story for a long time. You know, maybe it's pretty obvious, but, you know, he goes into one bank, doesn't want to put his name on the check because he wants the money first. He's not assured, you know, first of all, that's fear. Okay, fear and not trusting and not working with the law, right? And then he goes to the next bank. Then he goes to the third bank, and the teller pulls out a rubber bat and bonks him over the head. And then he goes back to the first bank and said, yeah, but nobody told me quite that way. And, you know, that's how I realized later that that's how the law works. If you don't put your name on the check, and if you don't put your name on the check, this is the direction. You know, you are on this planet to become a freer, fuller, expanded version of yourself. That is your purpose. That is the natural law. And if you don't do that, the universe will bonk you over the head. Okay, we can call it an accident. You know, we have an accident. We can call it a bill that we can't pay. We can call, you know, all of those things that show up. Those are things that show up in our lives to get us back on the track, to remind us that we are a freer, fuller, expanded version of life moving in the direction of that freedom. And you forgot, I'm going to bonk you on the head. And Mary sat down with me one time at breakfast and she said, you know, Christy, I can tell you how to do this. I can coach you in this. I can guide you in this direction. But you've got to do it the way that I have come to learn and understand it, not the way you've been doing it in the past. Because look at the result you have in your life. It's like, yeah, okay, got it, hello. And we have these bonks on our heads that remind us to get back on track. Well, let's learn to work with the law of obedience, which is basically that the law works in an absolute way. And we must learn what that absolute way is. And as Bob Proctor says, to do that, you must study. And let me just read you something that Mary said. What is really natural for us is what is in harmony with our own nature. And what is our nature is unlimited abundance. What is in our nature is unlimited goodness. What is in our nature is unlimited life. And you and I are in the process of coming to the understanding, and then if you will download or bring into time expression of our unlimited nature that shows up as our dreams, our desires, and the good that we would like to bring forth in the world. And this is a law. So what are the laws that we must be obedient to?
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Here are two exclusive podcast listener offers. First, for a limited time, podcast listeners can work with Christy in person at a deep discount. Christy offers a unique coaching modality of her own creation that helps clients discover their own answers to where they're stuck and how to move forward. As one of her clients puts it, it always works. This transformative process is designed to help you identify blocks and create breakthroughs in your personal and professional life. As a thank you for listening to the podcast, you're eligible for a special discount. Normally $97 for a half-hour introductory session, podcast listeners get a $70 discount automatically applied if you use this link, masteringtheartoflife.com/podcast-IWD-offer. That's masteringtheartoflife.com/podcast-IWD-offer. And that link is in the podcast general description as well. Second, you can get the entire library of Mastering the Art of Life with PDF notes and worksheets for each lesson, plus bonuses at no cost at masteringtheartoflife.com/9-month opt-in, all one word, masteringtheartoflife.com/9-month opt-in. That link is also in the general podcast description.